everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Tom Fairbanks. Tom is engineering our show on the other side of the glass. Together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday. It's the first day of July. Brand new fiscal year beginning. We're at the midpoint in the year. And for all of my Canadian friends, happy Canada Day. Greetings to our Northland friends. This is like kind of the 4th of July for the people in Canada. So hope you enjoy your weekend. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We stream podcasts, have it all available for you for your listening at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. Our media partners, each Friday, we like to thank them for their support, for prominently displaying a link to our program on their home pages. Dylan Smith and his organization, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, and the3sonorans.com, all supporting the Buckmaster Show. Our Friday Focus interview today, United States Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, a Democrat representing Arizona's 1st Congressional District, which is a monster in size. Nearly the entire eastern half of Arizona, including the White Mountains, where Ann Kirkpatrick was born and raised. District 1 touches 11 of Arizona's 15 counties and includes 12, a dozen Native American tribal nations. Congresswoman Kirkpatrick served 2 terms in the Arizona House of Representatives before going to Washington, where she is finishing up her 2nd term. She hopes to return to the nation's capital next year as one of Arizona's 2 United States senators, replacing Senator John McCain. Joining us in the discussion with me in studio, Linda Valdez is here. Linda is editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Republic, the state's largest newspaper, and Dan Scheer is here. Dan is the editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. If you have a question or comment, you'd like to join us on the live line, 790-2040. We also take questions on my Facebook page, and we're on Twitter at buckmastershow.com. Let's go now to the live line. Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm back in Arizona, and that's always a good thing.
Well, we had the rainiest late June in history, and we've had a very, very rainy day here in Tucson. So the monsoon came early and greening things up, which is always a good thing, isn't it?
I'll take it, Bill. Boy, you know, we need the moisture. No question about it.
All right. A couple of polls have indicated you have a slight lead or statistically tied with Senator McCain. Why do you feel that Senator McCain is so vulnerable this time around, Ann Kirkpatrick?
Well, you mentioned the size of my district, so you know I'm covering Arizona all the time and just listening to people and what their concerns are. And it's clear to me that they're ready for new leadership because they want someone who will put our state ahead of partisan politics. And McCain seems to have lost sight of that after 33 years in Washington, and the voters are upset. They're ready for a change.
Let me ask you, some of the pollsters are assuming that John McCain will get by what some believe will be a difficult primary with former state Senator Kelly Ward. How would your strategy change if Ms. Ward were to upset John McCain in the primary?
Well, you know, it is a late August primary, and he has some opponents. I think the one who's really out there campaigning is former state Senator Kelly Ward. I did just see a poll, the only primary poll I've seen, where they were tied. But it doesn't change my strategy. Because I grew up in a timber town and I saw the collapse of that industry and that whole area up in the White Mountains plunged into poverty, and it's been my vision for the state to develop a strong, stable, diversified economy for the 21st century. That's still my focus. That remains my focus. And look, when I'm out and about, I still hear from people that we need jobs in this state.
All right. Here's Linda Valdez of The Republic.
Hi, Congresswoman.
Hi,
Linda. Hi. The Arizona Republican Party is already campaigning against you for the general election. And one of the things they're bringing up is your vote for the Affordable Care Act. Now, there have been concerns that have been raised lately because some of the providers, the insurance companies, are pulling out of the state or parts of the state. So my question to you is, what would you as senator do to try to fix that act, shore it up, and make it work better?
Sure. And Linda, you know, I'm concerned as well about the insurance companies pulling out. When I first heard about it, I wrote to the secretary and said, you know, give me a plan about how we're going to make sure that folks have adequate choice. That's one of the underlying principles of the plan. But I'll tell you, shortly after my vote, I was down in southern Arizona in a cafe having lunch with my husband, and this old cowboy walked in, and tears were welling up in his eyes. I didn't know him. He came over to the table, and he just said, "Ann, thank you for your vote. He said, my wife has brain cancer, and were it not for the Affordable Care Act, you know, she wouldn't be alive today." So I don't want to go back to the days when people would die, but, you know, there are things we can do, certainly, to improve it.
Well, do you have any specifics of what needs to happen?
Oh, sure. I mean, we need to make sure that we address the prescription drug cost. So that is the thing I hear most often from people now, is they're concerned about the rise in prescription drug cost. And, you know, we can negotiate prescription drug costs with the VA. We do that for our veterans. Why can't we do it for other folks?
All right, here's Dan Scheer, the Green Valley News.
Hey, thanks again for coming down to Green Valley in February. It was good to talk to you down
there. Thank you, Dan.
But let's take our question up to the northern part of the state with the Resolution Copper Mine, and it involves a lot of interested parties, National Forest, Tribal Nation, environmental concerns. Where are we on the Resolution Copper Mine? I know it's in the permitting process, and where do you stand on it?
Yeah, I supported that, provided that they had government-to-government consultation with the tribe and all of the environmental assessments were being done. So that was all included in the final bill. Also, I pushed to take out Apache Leap, which is a sacred site for the San Carlos Apaches. That was done as well. And so we're now in the process of the NEPA study. That's been going on for, I think, almost a year. I expect results from that about the end of this year, and then that will be available to the public.
So you support...
You know, that is the Copper Corridor, but, you know, the
correct.
Folks over there are concerned. They want to make sure that they've got, you know, clean water and that there's not subsidence and there's not air pollution.
Okay, so you support, as long as it gets through the permitting process and the proper agencies, you support that mine up there. Then would you have the same approach then to the proposed Rosemont copper mine down here in the Santa Rita Mountains, which, again, is lacking a couple of permits but is on its way? If it gets through the permitting process, you would support it?
Yeah, I don't support the Rosemont mine. And for me, the question is not do you mine or do you not. It's just, you know, where is it appropriate? And I don't think it's appropriate that close to Tucson, where you've really got a metropolitan area. I also don't think that uranium mining in Grand Canyon makes sense. So I've taken a strong stand against that. And this is a real contrast between me and John McCain. He supports opening up the Grand Canyon to uranium mining. I want the ban to be permanent.
All right, let's go to the live line now. Our friend, I believe Jim is with us on the line, Jim Kelly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon. Congressman Kirkpatrick, what's going to fix the Veterans Administration, and what are you doing to support the various acts and amendments that have been being passed with regards to fixing the Veterans Administration?
Yes, Jim, you know, I just finished visiting all three of our VA hospitals again. I try to do that on a regular basis. I just met the new director of the Phoenix VA, but I also visited Prescott and Tucson. And after I do those visits, I do a veteran roundtable with the VSOs, because they're the ones on the ground who are helping veterans get their care, want to make sure that it's working, and there are still problems. So this is something that we're going to have to really address in the next administration. But I will tell you, I've passed legislation to tackle the VA backlog and increased access to care for veterans in rural areas even before things broke at the Phoenix VA. So I was one of the first members of Congress to inquire about the allegations about secret waiting lists in the Phoenix VA. Also introduced the VA Whistleblower Protection Act. So I fought to protect vital programs, you know, like Social Security and Pell Grants, that also our veterans are using so they can get an education. And all of that fits into that overall picture that you heard me talk about earlier on of building a strong, diverse, stable economy that also has jobs for our veterans.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's exactly 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick sticks around for another segment. She is our Friday Focus interview. Linda Valdez is here from the Republic and Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News. But right now, our bumper music, the intermission music on Friday. We do the Friday rock and roll bumper music on Buckmaster Today. A great group from Dublin, Ireland. It's U2. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. A little music from U2 and the album. Well, the song is A Beautiful Day, and the album, one of my favorites, from 2000. I think it's, Stuck in the Moment, You Can't Get Out Of. Is that the album name, Tom, or no? No. Anyway, all right, doesn't matter. Let's go back to Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick on the live line with us. Linda Valdez is here from the Arizona Republican, Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News. Congresswoman, the Donald Trump factor, how is that playing in all of this? Do you think this is hurting John McCain because he has repeatedly said, and he said so on this program, that he will support the Republican nominee for president? What's your take on it?
Yeah, you know, we've all heard Donald Trump say very divisive, terrible things in his campaign. And I can tell you, people in Arizona are angry. I'm hearing from a lot of folks who, of all political leanings, that they just don't think he represents our Arizona values. But also keep in mind that Arizona does a lot of business with Mexico. In 2015, I think the economic impact was $31 billion. I was just down in Nogales, visiting with some business leaders down there, and they said, look, you know, a wall at the border doesn't make sense. It's going to be bad for their business. But deporting 12 million people, you know, that's personal to them. And so I really think that he does not express the values of most of the people here in Arizona.
Here's Linda Valdez.
Just to follow up on that a little bit, Congresswoman, I know there is not a direct parallel between Trump and Hillary Clinton, but there are also, she also has very high unfavorable ratings, and the recent meeting, the meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch in the airport in Phoenix has raised some of the same kind of ethical questions we hear a lot about the Clintons, and I'm wondering how you think that will affect your race as a Democrat. How is she going to impact the Democrats down ballot?
I think a lot of people are questioning that. I don't know at this point, Linda, quite honestly. It's a little early to tell. But what I do know is that John McCain was in trouble a year ago when we announced this campaign because folks thought he had changed. And the fact that he continues to support Trump in spite of the fact that Trump insulted him and he didn't stand up for himself. And I'll tell you what I'm hearing from people. Their concern is that if John McCain won't stand up for himself, he won't stand up for us either.
Dan Scheer.
Going back to the immigration question, despite 7.5 years of fairly valiant efforts, Obama's attempts at immigration reform really haven't stuck. Some have, but most really haven't. What do you want to see happen in the next few years along those lines, and how can we actually make it happen? We've come close a couple times.
Yeah, Dan, you know, one of the reasons I originally ran for Congress was to get immigration reform passed. That includes the DREAM Act. I think that's an important component of it. We were working in the legislature, and I got frustrated with a patchwork system across the country. It has to be done at the federal level. We think we've got the votes right now to pass it if leadership would bring it up. But I will tell you, people are making it clear to me they're tired of Washington. They want big changes. And frankly, I agree with them. You know, whether it's term limits or other measures, whatever it is, we have to get Washington working for Arizona families again. That's the bottom line.
Let's go back to the live line. Caller David is with us with Ann Kirkpatrick. Hey, David.
Hey, I have a question related to the immigration. Do you regret being the only Arizona Democrat that did not vote yes on the DREAM Act when you had a chance to?
You know, David, that's a really good question, and I'm glad you brought that up. I have long and openly supported the DREAM Act, even going back to my legislative days. The day that came up for a vote, we didn't know that was going to happen that day, and I had scheduled a medical procedure. And my husband was with me. I was ill from the anesthesia, but we were watching the vote, and I was on the line with the WHIP's office. If they had needed my book, I would have rolled in there even if I had to be in a wheelchair or a gurney, but and to cast that vote. And so in spite of the fact that I wasn't able to be there, it did pass the House. I continue to be a very vocal advocate and supporter of the DREAM Act.
But you were having a medical procedure that day? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And it had been scheduled ahead of time for months. We did not know we were going to be voting on the DREAM Act that day, or I didn't know.
Linda Valdez.
Congresswoman, you are a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and you've made a point of that in the past. There is a strong push right now to enact some kind of gun control measures in Congress, especially in the wake of the most recent mass shooting. Things like the no fly, no buy, and closing the gun show loophole. Where do you stand on measures like that? What would you support in terms of gun control?
I support those common sense reforms, Linda. I mean, you're right. I grew up in rural Arizona. I learned to hunt, going duck hunting with my dad. But everything changed for me when Gabby was shot. And 18 people, you know, shot and 6 died at that Safeway when she was just doing a Congress on your corner. And I was devastated. Gabby was a mentor of mine in the legislature, a mentor of mine in Congress. She's a remarkable woman. I can't believe the advocacy she's doing across the country. But look, you know, that all changed for me on that day in January 2011. And I support the common sense reforms that we were trying to pass last week and closing the terror gap. Look, dangerous people should not be able to get guns anytime they want. And then if they're on a terrorist watch list and they can't fly, they shouldn't be able to buy. I think that's just common sense.
Do you think we're any closer to changing minds in Congress?
I think we are. I think people are realizing that something has to be done. You know, we had the sit-in in the House last week, and millions of people all over the country were watching, and we got a lot of calls of support into our office. And I do. I think people have had enough.
You know, one of the things that has been so appealing to young people who have supported Bernie Sanders has been when he talks about college loans and the cost of a college education. And he wanted, one of his platforms has been to make college more affordable to many young people. Do you think that we do need some reform when it comes to the college loan system, Ann Kirkpatrick?
Absolutely, I do. You know, I've got 4 children, and you know, I just see it's tough for them to make ends meet with the loan payments they're having to make, and they start right after graduation. They don't have any relief at all, and a lot of times they start before they even have jobs. But, you know, more concerning is the fact that I'm hearing from young people graduating from high school who are saying they won't go to college because their parents are still paying off their student loan debt, and they don't want to have to do that. So it's changing the direction of the careers that they're choosing because they just don't want that debt.
Here's Dan Scheer.
You know, in February, you and I talked about this, and you actually, you didn't use the term, but basically you're talking about career counseling or career paths, because we have a lot of kids who are getting degrees and they can't get jobs. Either it's for one reason or another, there's a glut in the market, or it's simply a lot of these degrees are not in very practical things. How can you deal with that?
Yeah, we've talked about legislation, Dan, that would require schools to actually do that kind of counseling. And you know, suppose you want to go to law school, there aren't enough, you know, legal jobs where you want to work and have that conversation. You know, I know that I had that conversation with one of my daughters who was thinking about going to law school and decided not to. And when she looked at the market, it just didn't make practical sense with the kind of student loan debt that she was going to acquire during that process. She made another choice.
How is the fundraising going for your senatorial bid?
We have been breaking record after record after record. So we raised $1.8 million last year. That was a record for a Senate candidate. We raised $1.1 the first quarter of this year, and we just closed out second quarter raising $1.8 million again. So we're continuing to get momentum, and a lot of that is small contributions from Arizonans who just want to to see somebody new as their senator.
Ann Kirkpatrick, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again. We appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you all so much, and have a very happy 4th of July.
Same to you. Great Independence Day to you and yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's the midway point on our Friday edition, on our Friday Focus interview today. We featured Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick, Linda Valdez, Dan Scheer, and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:30 at KVOI, live streaming at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. Right now, peace on earth. Wouldn't it be great? Here's you too.
Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of all of this. Sick of sorrow, sick of the pain.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at AdobeHouseAntiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for our monthly Your Meds segment. Also, the latest on the markets on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. It's Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI. And we've got live streaming, podcasts, and the complete archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. It is the Buckmaster Show, a little music from U2. And earlier in the show, I was fumbling around trying to get the name of the title of that album. And I know the album is my favorite U2 album, but, you know, sometimes live radio, it didn't come to me immediately. The name of the album is All That You Can't Leave Behind. It came out in the year 2000. It's interesting, that song on there, Tom Fairbanks, the song New York, was almost became like an anthem after 9/11 of U2, but that came, of course, the album came out preceded the disaster of 9/11 by about a year, but it was kind of an odd timing there that the song New York, New York was on their album and then became such so associated with 9/11.
Well, we'll hear a little bit of that at the end of this segment.
You're going to, okay, good. We'll hear New York at the end of the roundtable segment. Linda Valdez is here from the Arizona Republic. Linda lives in Tucson, works for the Phoenix-based Arizona Republic. She's lived in Tucson for many, many years. She's editorial writer and columnist for the Republic, also the author of a book that has been critically acclaimed called Crossing the Line. The book is on the short list from Stanford University, which each year honors an author. Is it kind of a new first-time author?
Yes, first-time author. Yes.
So, and you'll learn hopefully this summer that you've been selected as the winner.
That would be so wonderful. Wouldn't it be? Yes.
Good to have you here. And Dan Scheer is with us, also editor of the Green Valley News and Sahrita Sun. A little bit about polling, Linda and Dan. The world looked to the pollsters in the UK exit vote. Say it looked like they were still saying, oh my goodness, 4 to 5%, it's going to pass, no problems. The pound skyrockets, the markets all over the world react, and look what happens. The pollsters got it so wrong.
They certainly did get it wrong, and it makes you wonder the validity of these polls, and people put so much stock in them, but I'm not sure that's a wise thing to do. Things have changed so much with who they contact and how they contact people. And they're making all these connections between the Brexit vote and our election and Donald Trump, and I think there really are interesting parallels there, because people constantly get him wrong. They constantly get it wrong about his popularity from the beginning. They never thought he would go anywhere, and here he is.
And so, Dan, the methodology of using, you know, they call the people that have landlines, and very few people seem to have them anymore.
Right.
I've still got one.
Right.
I'm old-fashioned. But
I've got one.
Yeah, so consequently, I get a lot of pollsters calling. Yeah.
Yes, and again, and who has the landlines? It tends to be older people mm-hmm. who often, and not to stereotype, but tend to be more conservative, and you know, you can ask their ages and all this type of stuff, and it's just more difficult to get numbers that are really reliable. And of course, this far out from a presidential election, you don't want to believe any polls anyway. But I think we would be horrified to find out that on something like the Brexit vote or even our current presidential election, how many people walk into the polling station that day really not even knowing how they're going to vote until they're facing their ballot. And mm-hmm. so I think a lot of this stuff is like a last minute thing. We're very plugged in, seeing all the back and forth and everything, but most people are not quite as plugged in as media members, and they, I think, make a lot of last minute decisions, and it could be based on the last thing they heard, unfortunately.
This whole thing with Ann Kirkpatrick and McCain, if McCain does in fact get by Kelly Ward, and as Ann Kirkpatrick pointed out, again, getting back to polls, polls have been indicating that Kelly Ward is in pretty much a neck-and-neck race with John McCain. So who knows how that primary will go. And I will say, though, that when 6 years ago, when J.D. Hayworth was running against McCain, polls then at about this point in the election, a month or two before the primary, had indicated that was going to be very close indeed, and it wasn't.
I think, yeah, I think Dan makes a good point. Even from the primary, we're still a ways out. A lot is going to change when the Republicans have their convention. I think that may impact that race and how people view McCain and Kelly Ward. McCain is not popular within his own party in Arizona. But I think when it comes right down to it, it's going to be awfully hard for people to trade the kind of experience he has in Congress, the kind of impact that he can have, to trade that for someone who believes in contrails. I mean, that's something I think a lot of Republicans will be reluctant to do.
And I think that's a great point, because I think McCain ultimately is a safe vote in a year that otherwise has been so back and forth and so unsteady and insecure. He is a safe vote. You pretty much know what he's going to do when he's in there.
How about this whole thing about dark money? The effort, what was this one called? Arizonans for Clean and Accountable Elections. They were hoping to get on the ballot. They just can't come up with 150,000 valid signatures by the July 7th deadline. This was an effort that voters would get a chance to say yes or no to strengthening public financing of elections and curb the influence of private dollars. Linda Valdez, that one's dead, but the effort that former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard is involved with, another effort, is still alive.
I think it's pretty much on life support, though.
Oh, really?
That one, and he was trying to run that in tandem with former Phoenix Mayor Paul Johnson's effort to bring back the top two primaries. They ran into funding problems. I think if they don't find a sugar daddy, that one's pretty much dead. There were a lot of shenanigans alleged in the failure to get the signatures for the clean and accountable elections. They were trying to hire a firm to go out and collect signatures for them, and someone else went in and hired them with a no compete clause, so they couldn't find someone to collect their signatures. They're alleging it was the Chamber of Commerce, which is very much opposed to what they were trying to do.
Yeah, they're alleging they sabotaged.
Yes,
the whole thing.
Yes, they are. They are doing. They are alleging that, and we ran an editorial in Today's Republic saying that, you know, there are a lot of shenanigans going along and a lot of disrespect being shown for the voters and the whole initiative process. Another example of that is with the dark money bill that we call the Dark Money Enabling Act in our editorial, the bill that passed earlier this session that really rolls back protections and rolls back disclosure in Arizona of dark money. The legislature passed that bill in March, and it became known that there would be a challenge, and then they passed another bill, basically does the same thing, so that they had to go out and petition to challenge both of the bills, which really was, plain and simple, a dirty trick.
Dan, this whole dark money thing, though, the folks on the other side who don't think it's a problem think that the people that want to expose where these funds are coming from just is an effort to then target these people after we know who is giving the money.
Right, and there might be something to that, but I think your average person out there is grossly underestimating the influence that private dollars have on an election, because they can can buy anything. And we see that money wins elections. Mm-hmm. And people outside of our state have a lot of interest in what happens here. And they're buying certain people into office. And that's just wrong, regardless of what your political bent is.
Yeah, you have free speech. You can use your money to support whatever candidate you want. But to say that you have the right to do that in secret, when that can undermine both the system and confidence in the system, I don't buy that argument. I don't buy it on any level. If you wanna spend your money to buy a candidate, then tell us who you are.
Let's go to the live line. Matthew would like to enhance our conversation. 790-2040. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. First of all, I would like to wish everybody a good and happy and safe 4th of July weekend. And I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
I know we're tough on you sometimes, but, you know, where would we be without a free press? I mean,
that's true.
It's pretty scary to think, given that we have a free press, where would we be without a free press?
Mm-hmm.
We forget how lucky we are in this country. Real quickly, I wanted to raise a concern that I think affects the entire state, and we're in a crisis situation. I hope, Bill, you can pick it up with some of the people working on the issue, and that's the Arizona Theater Company, which a lot of people don't know about, but they are experiencing a funding crisis right now, and they only have till July 15th. Now it's a $2 million shortfall, which sounds like, you know, a really huge shortfall. But they've already had some major donors individually step up and offer $1 million of matching funds. But it's going to take everybody contributing to save it. And the Arizona Theater Company operates both in Phoenix and in Tucson. And that's a really remarkable thing that they provide artistic education to the entire state.
Thank you, Matthew.
Phoenix and Tucson. That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks
for bringing it up. Thanks a lot. Linda Valdez.
Yes, Matthew, we actually had an editorial about that this week in the Republic. And the interesting thing is that they've operated in the black the last 2 years, except for this lingering debt, $2 million debt, that is partially a result of the recession and partially a result of some bad management decisions in the past. The $1 million that Matthew was talking about comes from Tucson. And there's an angel donor down here willing to put up the $1 million. And the challenge in our paper was to the Valley, to the Phoenix Valley, to say we need a sugar daddy up there to help the Arizona Theater Company out. At least Phoenix should be able to match what Tucson has done. It's a 50-year-old theater. It's a fully professional theater, and it has a great history in Arizona. It would really be a shame if they're saying they'll close the season if they don't get the money by the 15th.
Dan, some have been critical, though, saying, why wait so long to bring this up?
I tell you, that's the first thought that crossed my mind as I was reading the reports about this. And exactly. You almost feel like you're, you know, really put on the spot. Mm-hmm. About it. We hope, of course, that it is successful and that people are paying closer attention maybe in the future.
Well, I did ask David Ira Goldstein about that, and he said that they've been doing curtain calls every time they run a production all year, telling people this is a problem. We used the phrase in our editorial, they put the gun to their own head and said, we'll shoot if you don't give us the money. There is that about it. There does seem to be that feeling that they're holding themselves hostage.
But sometimes the media don't listen until the last minute, too.
Precisely.
That's true.
Our fault.
Yeah.
Were you at this a meeting with Congresswoman McSally today in Green Valley?
Yes, I was, and I should note that today is the 50th birthday of Medicare. I just thought I'd mention that, being
really?
From Green Valley, yes. That had nothing to do with this, though, however. She recognizes and put together a anti-scam forum today that involves several entities, including the Scam Squad, which is with the Sheriff's Auxiliary Volunteers down in Green Valley, which has saved tens of thousands of dollars for people who were targeted by scammers. And our population being older is exactly those people. And really, the message is that, you know what, we're probably not going to reach out particularly overseas and catch anybody, but your best offense is a good defense. And how do you protect yourself from it? But we heard today story after story after story of people being scammed just this year alone, Bill. Last week, we had a story about a woman, 79 years old, targeted in a financial advisor scam, $225,000 she lost. And so, and a lot of people are embarrassed to come forward, so who knows really what the impact is. But thank you to Congresswoman McSally for coming down to Green Valley and just keeping this out in front of people. She's one of many efforts that have gone on down there.
I got a call this week, someone saying that, purporting to be, I'm from Windows.
Oh, sure.
Oh, come
old,
on.
Old one.
Yeah. I'm from Windows, and we want to talk about your computer. I said, goodbye.
Yeah,
that's just ridiculous.
And that's the advice. Don't even say anything to them. Just hang up.
Yeah, and you'll notice if they really were from Windows or some. Well, first of all, Windows, I don't think, calls people.
No.
But if it's legitimate and you hang up on these people, you'd think that they would like, oh, this is important, call you back. But you notice they never call
that's
back.
That's right, because you're on to them.
Yeah, and quickly, Dan, there's somebody passing funny money in your town?
Since late May, we've had 9 reports of counterfeit bills coming through, hundreds,
really?
50s, 20s. Yeah, they look good, but they often don't feel quite right. Mm-hmm. And so we've had 9 reports. We called the Secret Service, who handles these things, and they basically said, don't worry about it. They'll come for a while, and then they'll leave. Now, businesses tend to catch it, but people at garage sales tend not to catch it. And so we've had a lot of our victims in the past, not this year so far, but in the past, be people who've taken these bills, and they're generally smaller, at garage sales, and then they're out some money there when they give the people change.
Yeah, I mean, because then you try to go to the bank with that,
yeah, and you're not going anywhere.
No,
you're not going
that
anywhere.
Money then is basically, it's worthless. It's funny. It's stupid. It's gone.
Yes, but they're getting very creative, and they're printing some bills that look quite real.
Linda, a plug for your, do you have a column coming up Sunday?
I do have a column coming up Sunday, yes.
You want to give us a little hint, or have you not worked on it yet?
Let's see now, what am I going to write about? No, I have worked on it. It is about people who build bridges between the U.S. and Mexico as opposed to the walls that we hear so much about.
Okay, we'll look for that in the Arizona Republic. Linda Valdez, have a great 4th of July.
You do the same, Bill. Thanks
a lot. Dan Scheer, all the best to you. Enjoy your vacation, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
Thank you.
And we do want to put a plug in. Our audience is invited to the Loft Theater for 30 Seconds Over Tokyo as a benefit for the Tucson Pops Orchestra. The admission will be only $8. The doors open at 11 o'clock on the 4th of July, and things get underway with appropriately singing our national anthem. So that's a little fundraiser over at the Loft. Doors opening 11 o'clock on Monday morning. We'll be right back with Weekend Watch.
Choices. In New York, I found a friend to drown out the other voices. Voices on a cell phone, voices from home, voices of the hard cell, voices down a stairwell.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices. choice is a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. All right, time for Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you and me by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's been raining, of course, here in southern Arizona. Also, there's been some great rain over in Silver City. That means that Gila National Wilderness greening up so beautiful. Great time to explore the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument and stay at great places like Pinos Altos Cabins and Spirit Canyon Lodge. The full listing of the many places to stay and the many things to do available at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the birthday boy born on the 4th of July, Matt Russell, Inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, who is all dressed up in his Uncle Sam outfit, ready for a great birthday 4th of July weekend. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. No gifts, please. No gifts, please, Bill. You know, I'll give you my size, just in case you want to know. But we are indeed ready for a star-spangled weekend, the whole weekend dedicated to America's independence, and I say it all starts tonight at Zona 78 on Tancredi Road with their 4 for 44 event. Now, this has date night written all over it, with any appetizer to share, any two entrees, and any dessert on the menu, all for only $44. The combinations are limitless, so get your July 4th weekend kicked off in style with 4 for 4 at Zona 78.
The great thing about being born on the 4th of July is there's always a party and there's never a shortage of things to do, like over at Hacienda del Sol.
Yeah, and I tell you what, our friends at the Hacienda, they're widely known for throwing some of the best parties in town. And their annual Red, White, and Brew event is on Sunday, July 3rd. That's a perfect example. Now, this is a classic all-American barbecue buffet, kicked up to notches never before seen, with dishes ranging from Wagyu beef sliders to smoked brisket to wood oven baked trout. And this, together with more salads and side dishes than you can imagine, along with live music and a selection of great Tucson craft brews, makes this a holiday event of epic magnitude. It all starts on Sunday at 4 at the Hacienda del Sol.
What's going on at one of our fine sponsors, Fox Tucson Theater?
Yeah, I tell you what, the Fox Restaurant Concepts on the big day, Monday, July 4th, all of the Fox restaurants in town, including Blanco, North, Wildflower, and Zinburger, going to be offering a 25% discount. That's a fourth off the bill to members of its eBites Club. Now, eBites members receive regular updates throughout the year on exclusive offers and birthday gifts, and this is just another way for Fox to show their patrons how much they are loved. Now, listen up. If you're not already a member of eBites, you can sign up now to get in on Monday's 25% off deal by visiting www.foxrc.com.
Hey, have a great birthday and a 4th of July. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Bill. Right back to you.
All right, Matt Russell. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. There are a lot of people we want to thank that make our show possible. We want to thank the wonderful, talented German composer Christophan for his original theme music for The Buckmaster Show. I want to thank all of my friends here at KVOI, Doug and Mary Martin, the owners of the station, the operations manager and my producer Monday through Thursday, Ray Allen. Tom Fairbanks is my guy on Friday doing our producing and engineering. Of course, Rosemary Brandt, who's been with me since the beginning of our radio project, who takes care of all of our website information for you, making sure all of our shows are posted in a very timely manner. Jerry Cross, the ace production guy, and Ed Alexander, who does a fine job here throughout the week. Anyway, thanks a lot to all of our friends. On behalf of all of us, have a great Independence Day weekend. Back at you on Monday.